Chapter 15.
Come on, Jacob. Wake up.
Libidine's voice begged as the world slowly came back into focus. My eyes fluttered open and were greeted by the dark-haired succubus's beautiful, doll-like face as she stared down at me sadly. Libby wore a look of pure horror on her face, but it quickly turned to relief when she saw I was conscious. Before I could even respond, the succubus wrapped her arms around me tightly and squeezed like she was never going to let go.
Oh, I'm fine, Libby,
I reassured her with a chuckle. I tried to survey my surroundings as she released her grip, but she offered an answer to my question before I could ask it.
You're safe,
she promised.
In the infirmary of a castle, Keg really did a number on you, but thankfully we were able to follow the River of Souls until we found you lying there on the ground, passed out. Superbia worked her magic touch and voila! Good as new.
It wasn't only Keg, I growled. Gressel decided to show his ugly mug, too. Libidine frowned and shook her head with disappointment.
It was only a matter of time until he got involved directly,
she sighed.
I'm just sorry I wasn't there to help you.
You were obeying my orders, I reminded her. You were holding down the fort while we were gone, just in case Beelzebub or one of those other fuckers decided to try and get the jump on us.
I know,
Libby grumbled.
But I'm still upset. You were hurt really bad, so much so that you've been asleep for nearly 10 hours.
Fighting a barbaric demon lord and his shades takes a mighty toll on a Nephilim,
I joked. Also, who says I was passed out? Maybe I just needed a power nap after all the extra work I've been doing these last few weeks.
I'm glad to see you haven't lost your sense of humor,
Libby giggled. I sat up in bed and glanced around the room. I'd never actually been in the castle's infirmary before. Usually, a little healing touch from Sia was all I needed to repair my broken and battered body, and then I was good to go again. The infirmary was made up of the same black brimstone bricks as the rest of the castle, but it also had a touch of your traditional medical decor. White tapestries were hung all around the place, and each one bore a bastardized version of the Caduceus insignia. The angel wings on the logo were replaced with bat wings, and the snakes that curled up the sigil each had giant goat-like horns. There had to have been at least 50 beds in this room with thin, shoddy mattresses and stained blue sheets. I could see why nobody ever came in this room. It looked like something straight out of a psych ward.
Where are the others?
I asked curiously. Did the rest of the team make it out all right? The last time I saw them, they were stuck in the castle of the heretic and fighting off a bunch of Deva.
Once Keg was gone, they were only fighting Deva.
Libidine smiled.
I think we could defeat those pathetic creatures in our sleep.
But the flaming wall, I pondered aloud. How did they get back out?
There was a main exit.
Cupie's voice spoke up as she walked into the room.
The fire disappeared after Keg was gone, and the Deva were the only other beings in the place. Getting out was nothing.
The horny crown that sat atop the Sister of Greed's head was glistening in the light, and the elegant garments draped over her body hugged every single one of her curves. It's still going to take me some time to get used to your demon lord looks, I mused happily as my eyes traveled up and down the blonde woman's body. Very regal, fit for a queen.
A demon lord, you mean?
Cupie corrected me, with a hint of sass in her voice.
But thank you. If it's any consolation, I still look the same underneath.
My heart began to race as I began to picture that succubus's naked body. I had it ingrained in my memory from the many, many times we'd made love, but I felt my cock begin to harden at the thought.
I think you're exciting him, Cupie.
Libidine gasped and then glanced down, obviously, at my pants.
What's the matter, Jacob?
The blonde succubus shot back in a flirty tone.
You think that just because I'm a demon lord, I don't know how to please my king?
There was something about the way she said that last part that was hot as fuck. I was her king, and she wanted nothing more than to fulfill all of my wildest desires. Well, I think I had an obvious desire to fill right here and now.
Oh my,
Libidine gasped as she stared at my growing erection.
Whatever you're doing, QB, keep doing it. Jacob's fucking loving it.
The raven-haired succubus placed her hand on my thigh and then slowly moved it upward until it was touching my dick through my pants. Now that I was out of my armor, there was only a thin layer of fabric separating me from her grasp, and I grew even harder at Libby's touch.
I think it's the king thing.
Cupie giggled.
Are you into that, King Ralston? Do you like it when we refer to you as our lord?
I curled my toes and pursed my lips as my dick grew to full mast.
Fuck yes he does,
Libidine interjected.
Well, my king, what do you want us to do for you?
Don't tease him too much.
Cupie joked as she slapped her sister on the arm.
We don't want him getting blue balls now, do we?
He won't get that far,
Libidine shot back.
He'll take us like a wild animal before he lets it get too bad. Why not tease him a little bit more? How does that sound, my king?
I didn't wait another second. I summoned green hellfire into my hands, cast it around the door of the infirmary, and slammed it shut. Then, before either of the succubi could react, I wrapped my hands around Libidine's neck and pulled her in for a kiss. She responded with a gasp, but it was quickly replaced by low, sensual groans. Libby's hand started to rub furiously at my cock, and I gave her a moan to express my pleasure.
That's more like it,
Cupie's voice added. I felt the blonde woman's hands start to run up and down my sides as her sister and I made out, and then I heard Cupie get in on the action. Her lips made loud, sensual noises as she nibbled on Libidine's neck, an action that got a soft purr out of the Sister of Lust. As we continued to make out, Libby fumbled at my shirt. I yanked it over my head in a flash, tossed it off to the side, and then got to work on her. Now that she was scantily clad in her new armor, it was easy to get the succubus undressed. The back of her breastplate had a single snap, so I pulled it away with one fluid motion. As the shiny black plate fell from Libby's chest, her massive breasts were set free. They popped out of the piece happily, with both of her perfect pink nipples at attention. Each breast moved with the rhythm of her breathing, and I couldn't help but stare.
Excuse me,
Libby joked.
My eyes are up here.
I'm not focused on your eyes, I shot back playfully, and then I moved down to her thighs. The metal cuisses fell away just as easily, and her metal skirt came off next. The second there was nothing in my way, I reached down and slid two fingers into Libby's warmth. The Sister of Lust was wet beyond belief, so I started to move my hand back and forth in and out of her as I used the bottom of my palm to rub at her clitoris.
Holy fuck.
Libby gasped as she threw back her head.
Don't stop that. Do you want our king's actual cock?
Cupie teased.
I'll get that later.
Libidine purred through a series of moans. As I pleasured her intensely, Libby's hands fumbled at the button on my pants until she snapped them off with enough force to launch a fucking elephant across the room. Her eyes lit up as she bit her lip and pulled my cock free from its fabric prison. It sprung to attention before the two women, and they didn't hesitate. Libidine's hand grabbed my erection from the front, and then she began to stroke slowly. Meanwhile, Cupiditas was now kissing Libby's naked back and nibbling on her neck passionately. At the same time, she reached her hand forward, placed her hand on top of Libidine's, and helped her pleasure me. I groaned loudly as the two sexy women jerked me off, and I returned the favor with a vigorous rub. The walls of Libidine's pussy began to spasm around my fingers, and it nearly became a geyser against my palm.
Oh my god.
She gasped.
I think I'm, oh fuck.
Libidine continued to let out sounds of pure pleasure as she orgasmed against my hand. Then, when it was all over, she threw her arms around my neck, stared deeply into my eyes, and kissed me passionately. After a minute or two of making out, the Sister of Lust pulled away from my body.
Your turn.
She cooed to Cupiditas.
I was was wondering when I would have my chance,
the blonde woman joked. Cupie walked over, placed her hand on my chest, and gave me a little shove. I fell back onto the bed, and my cock grew harder at the thought of what was going to happen next. I peeked past my erection and saw Cupiditas was removing her clothes. She tossed the silver pauldron onto a nearby bed before she whipped off the rest of her armor. Once that was gone, all that remained was her flowing white toga.
Let me help you with that.
Libby giggled.
It's the least I can do.
Libidine went down on her knees, grabbed the bottom of Cupie's garment, and then pulled it up slowly. I watched the sheer white fabric as it traveled up the succubus's toned bronze legs. When it passed over her shaved pussy, my heartbeat increased tenfold. The fabric moved up her toned stomach and then allowed both of her perky little breasts to fall loose with a jiggle. Finally, the garment went over Cupie's head, and she was fully naked. The Sister of Greed stared at my cock hungrily as she approached, and then she motioned for Libby to follow. Cupie made sure to brush her lips over my cock briefly as she approached, but it was only a tease. She climbed up, so she was straddling my erection, grabbed it with her hands, and then slid me inside her wet, waiting pussy. The succubus made an expression of determination as she slid down onto my rock-hard cock. She wanted it, and she wanted all of it. And knowing Cupie, she was going to get all of it. The walls of her pussy were tight, but she was so wet I could barely feel anything but her own lubrication. The succubus placed her open palms firmly on my chest as she began to ride me like a horse. Her tight abs rippled with each motion, and I could feel her ass slapping against my balls as she rode.
Cupie doesn't get to have all the fun,
Libby warned as she sauntered over to where I was laying. The dark-haired woman lifted up her leg, placed it on the bed next to my head, and moved so she was directly over my face. I knew exactly where this was going, and I was totally into it. Before she could do anything further, I reached up, slapped my hands around Libby's waist, and pulled her down onto me. I moved my tongue in every direction known to man as I licked her passionately, and she tasted just as sweet as she looked. The succubus's thighs clenched against the side of my head as she let out a deep groan, so I must have been doing something right. Meanwhile, I had no idea what Cupie was doing down on the other end to my cock, but it felt fucking amazing. Both of the women's moans mixed together in the air as I pleasured them as tenderly yet roughly as possible.
I don't know how much longer I can keep this up.
Cupiditas gasped as she glided up and down on my erection.
It doesn't matter,
Libby reassured her.
I'm sure our king will be willing to go for a second round.
I couldn't answer with a snarky comeback, so I did the next best thing I could do. I started licking Libidine more slowly and calculatedly. She let out a gasp at the sudden change in pace, but then she moaned intensely. I could feel the coil in my abdomen begin to tense up, but I was far from done.
Shit, I think I'm gonna... Oh!
Cupiditas gasped as she quickened her movements and her pussy spasmed around me. Her sounds of ecstasy lingered in the air as she rode me, and then she finally slowed down to a slow thrust. Suddenly, Libidine decided she'd had enough. The succubus moved my hands away from her waist, rocked gently to shake her ass in my face, and then rolled off. Where are you going? I demanded playfully. You aren't done quite yet.
I had another idea,
Libidine cooed. She beckoned to Cupie with her finger, and the blonde woman slid off my cock gracefully. The Sister of Greed could barely walk as she made her way over to where Libby was standing, but her partner wasted no time in making the next move. Libby grabbed Cupie's face, pressed her lips against the blonde's, and then the two of them began to make out passionately as they fell back in the bed. Libidine kept one hand on the back of Cupie's head as they kissed, but she let the other one wander onto the woman's erect nipples. At the same time, Cupie had her hand firmly on Libidine's curvy ass. Libby arched her back so her sexy ass was in the air, and I knew just what to do. I walked over to the kissing women, grabbed Libby around her waist, and then slid into her. We both quivered as I entered her. Then I began to thrust slowly, and her ass bounced with each movement. I fucked Libidine for a minute, but I could still feel myself dragging across Cupie's womanhood as I did so. I couldn't leave her out of this. So, in one quick movement, I pulled out of Libby and then slid into Cupiditas. I saw the blonde woman's hand grip tighter against her lover's hair, and I knew she was currently in pure bliss. For the next 10 minutes, we stayed in this position, with me taking turns fucking the succubi while they made out passionately. Finally, after much lovemaking, I knew I was almost to the edge. As I was gliding in and out of Libidine's tight pussy, I went over. I let out a loud moan as I grabbed her hips, pushed into her as far as I could go, and unleashed my orgasm inside of her. My balls tightened up as I came, and the force of my orgasm made me worry I was going to accidentally hurt my lover. After what felt like a solid 30 seconds of coming, I relaxed, slipped out of the succubus, and sat back on the bed. Oh, damn, I whistled as the two women continued to kiss. You guys are still going at it, huh? Libidine gave Cupie one last tender kiss before she rolled over onto her back. Both of them were breathing heavily, their muscles completely overwhelmed by the intensity of the lovemaking session they'd just experienced.
Mm-hmm. That was incredible,
Libby panted.
Especially in that position. I never realized you were so good at that one, Jacob.
Don't sell yourself too short, I joked as I moved over to the two beautiful women in my bed. It was your idea, and you were both fucking phenomenal.
Thank you.
Libby giggled and snuggled up into my chest.
I do my best,
Cupie joked.
I hope you enjoyed yourself, my king.
She may have been using my title sarcastically, but I was living the dream. I'd just fucked two sexy women, women who looked at me as their master and would do anything in the world for me. I just hoped they knew I'd do anything for them, too. Are the others waiting? I finally asked after a moment of silence. Cupie rolled up onto her side and stared me down with her violet pupils. Even at this angle, her breasts remained perky, and I couldn't help but stare.
They can wait a little longer,
she mused. Damn straight they could.